Good morning, we're continuing with our series of Mishnayos. We finished last week we finished Perek Zayin in Maseches Brachos. This week we are starting Perek Ches, the 8th Perek Maseches Brachos. This Perek is a Perek which lists a lot of the different discussions between the school of Shammai and the school of Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and all of them that are relevant to a Seuda. Now, the truth is that we're going to see as we go through this parak that many of the different disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, between the school of Shammai and the school of Hillel, are not really relevant b'zman hazeh, because we're not able to keep all the halachas of Tumah and Taira, and many of the halachas that were relevant in the times of the Mishnah were relevant to the halachas of spiritual purity and impurity, and they are no longer relevant to us. But Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach, very soon, with the coming of Mashiach, they'll be very relevant again, so make sure you remember them. Mishnah Aleph. Elu devarim shebein beis Shammai ubeis Hillel basuda. The following things are subject to the dispute of beis Shammai and beis Hillel with regard to the halachas of a Seuda. The Shammai omrim, mevarech al hayom v'yachakach mevarech al hayayin. So this is something which is relevant every time, every Shabbos and Yom Tif, and it seems that is the discussion between Shammai and Hillel. They're discussing the halachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov. When you make Kiddush, which bracha comes first? Do you first make your hagafen on your wine, and then subsequently you'll make your bracha on the Yom? Or maybe the opposite, perhaps a person should make the bracha on the Yom first, and then make a bracha on the wine. So, for example, Kiddush on Friday night. The way we do it is we'll start with a few psukim of Vayechulu, and then we'll go into the bracha of hagafen. Following that, we make the bracha shabachar banim mikol am on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Hashem kitcham is supposed to bratzavanu. That's the way we do it, and that is in accordance with the opinion of Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai am mevarech al yom v'yachakach mevarech al yayin. You'll first make the bracha on the day, so on Shabbos. You say Hashem kitcham is supposed to bratzavanu Shabbos kachshav first. And after Mekadesh HaShabbos, you'll say your Hagafen. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim Mevarech Al Yayin V'Yachakach Mevarech Al Yom. First you make a bracha on your wine, which is the way that we do it, and following that you make a bracha on the day. The Gemara discusses what was the reasoning behind this. Why would one come first? Why would one come second? What would be the difference? So, and it comes out to be a very interesting machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which one is really ultimately the goreim, which one causes the next bracha to follow. Where Beis Shammai says, get real, the thing that you're doing here is Kiddush. The whole thing doesn't start without Kiddush. So of course, what comes first will be your Kiddush Hayom. You'll first say the bracha on the day, then afterwards you make a bracha on the wine. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says that the truth is, although, yes, what you're making here is Kiddush, but without wine, you can't make your Kiddush. So therefore, the wine is more important, make a bracha on the wine first. Mar has another answer, which seems to be the prevailing reason, which is there's an age-old concept called Tadir, B'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem, which means if you ever have something which is commonly present and something which is not so common, it only comes infrequently, then you always do the more common thing first. So drinking wine is something a person can do every day of the week. Not suggesting a person overindulge in drinking wine, but a person can drink wine any day of the week, at any meal that he wants. Making a hagafen would therefore be relevant every day of the week. Whereas the bracha of the Kiddush is only relevant on Shabbos. Bracha of Kiddush on Yom Tov is only relevant on Yom Tov. So therefore it's considered an eino tadir relative to the bracha of hagafen on the wine, and therefore you would go with the tadir, the more frequent one, first, and you make the bracha on the wine first, and following that you make a bracha on the Kiddush Hayom. Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis starts to get a little bit more complicated. I'm really going to try not to bore everybody with the halachas of Tumah and Taira, especially since they get a little bit complicated. But what we have to understand is that we know we wash our hands before we eat bread. The reason why we wash our hands is because Chazal, the Chachamim, were gozer, a person should wash their hands, lest their hands mistakenly become tamei, and then they're going to be metame their food. So therefore, a person should wash his hands before he eats. So we're going to discuss the washing of the hands before he eats. Beshami omrim, notanli yadayim. First, the person should wash his hands viachakach mosgin esakos. So this is not necessarily talking about Shabbos, although according to some opinions it is referring to Shabbos. But here, it's talking about a regular person who's sitting down to a meal with a glass of wine and a loaf of bread. Beshami says, first, wash your hands, and then pour the cup. Beshil omrim mosgin esakos viachakach notanli yadayim. First you'll pour the cup, and afterwards you wash your hands. Again, machlokas over here is a bit complicated. Again, it's really hard to get into all the halachas of the kos, the achoria kos. There's different parts of the cup that could become tamei, would have relevance in what's inside the cup. The ugnia kos. So again, I just don't want to get into all the halachas, but the basic machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, what are we more worried about? Where Beis Shammai says, wash your hands first, because we don't want, if your hands are going to be tameh, then some of the wine can come out, and you could be metameh the outside of the cup, and then there would be a problem using the cup. Beis Hillel says, no, first you should pour the cup, and then wash your hands. And the reason for that is, because if your hands are not going to be dried well, then you could end up being metameh the outside of the cup. You can make the outside of the cup impure, and then it's going to be metame the mashkin in your hands, then it can go back and it could be metame your hands. In other words, you end up in a circle of having your hands becoming tame again because the outside of the cup became tame. Again, I'm really trying to spear us from the halachas of all the intricacies of the Ava Tumma, the Rishon Tumma, the Shnius Tumma, the Shlishus Tumma, because it depends on what we're talking about. Is it Kachem? Is it Taras? Is it Truma? And again, the Dinur of the Kos are Midrabanan. But ultimately, the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are which one should come first to try to avoid the worst possible circumstance. Mishnah Gimel, again, the similar Mishnah. Beis Shammai omrim mekaneach yad b'mapa manicha al shulchan. Beis Hillel omrim ala keses. The same discussion over here. A person has a little handkerchief that he brings to the table with him. So the discussion over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, where should he keep this handkerchief during the meal? So he'll wipe his hands on it during the meal. And then, if he puts it on the table, Beis Shammai is worried that the table can be tameh. And then, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to use, since you're not allowed to eat at a table which is tameh, therefore you're always better off keeping your handkerchief on the table because it can't become tameh. So keep it on the table. But if you keep it on your keses, on the pillow that they leaned on, we saw in previous Mishnayos that it was common for people to be mesiv, for people to lean at the time they were eating, so they had a pillow that they would lean on. Beis Shammai says, don't put it on that pillow, because that pillow might be tameh. So if you're going to put it on the pillow, so the liquid that's on your handkerchief could become tameh from your pillow, and then you'll touch it, and then you'll touch your food, and you'll be metameh your food. Beis Hillel disagrees and says, put it on the keses, because Beis Hillel is of the opinion that you're allowed to eat on a table which is tameh. It's just that Kohanim have the problem, but Kohanim are zrizim, they're very careful about what they do, they're full of alacrity, and they wouldn't chas v'shalom eat on a table which is tameh. So therefore it's mutter for everybody else to eat on the table. So therefore Beis Shammai says you're better off putting it on the pillow. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue with these Mishnayos tomorrow. Chanani Mekasha Om, Ratzakalash Baruch, Lazakis Yisrael, Fikha Kerbalam Torah, Metzah, Shnemar, Anach HaFetz, Metzah,